Thank you so much. Good evening to everyone listening here on BBS Radio here online. Thank you for being here with us this evening. It is September the 20th, 2017. If you have questions, we have answers. As usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. And if somebody else joined in, welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Prudence in North Carolina.
Welcome to the call, Prudy.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And Dharmananda is here with us as well. And we wait for more people to join in. All right, the email address, if you want to send questions, is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. So on the go in the call, Wynn might decide to pick your question. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. All right. Let's see, we're only 2 minutes away from the hour, and we are waiting for more people to join in the room over here. All right. I'm just playing the Star Wars tune until more people join in. Good evening, Jane.
Hey, I've been announced. Yes.
Being here.
Thank you.
You're representing Pennsylvania. All right. Mm-hmm. Somebody else came in. But Jane, welcome. If you want to, please say name and location.
Hello, Shirley from Ohio.
Hi, Shirley. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And the next person, welcome. If you want to, please say name and location.
Hello, this is Terry from Dallas.
Hi, Terry. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi. Hi, it's Cleo from Connecticut.
Good evening to you, Cleo. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Awesome. Did I see somebody else join in? If so, feel free to say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights. Hi.
Hi, Jeannie. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
All right. And also good evening to all those that are listening in on BBS Radio. Thank you for participating with this call tonight. If you have questions, we answer. Good evening to the next caller. Welcome. If you want to, please say name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Good evening and welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you very much for being here. And more people joining in. Welcome. If you want to, please say name and location.
Positive greetings from Sedona.
Raiden, good evening. Positive greetings to you.
Thank you, my friend.
Also, John from Vegas.
Hey, John. Good evening and welcome.
Well, hi.
All right. Somebody else joined in. Welcome. If you want to, please say name and location.
It's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, how are you, everybody?
Good evening, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
Hi, Don.
Hi, guys.
All right. Terry Brown, are you home?
Yes.
Is Wynn around?
Yeah, let me go get him.
All right. Tell him he's 2 minutes late so far.
All right.
Yeah, he's here. He's here.
Okay.
All right. Good evening, Wynn.
Hi, guys.
Teddy was going to go get you.
I just got her.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being here. And the next caller, welcome. If you want to, please say name and location. All right, only if you want to. So we are live on BBS. Welcome to all those on BBS Radio. Thank you for being here.
Am I clear? Can you hear me?
You are clear, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And loud enough. I like it.
Good.
So shall we mute the lines and get the recording going?
Well, let's wait another minute.
All right.
Minute.
And all those that are joining in on BBS Radio, thank you for being here. Thank you for joining in. And the email address, as usual, if you have questions, is questions@intelligent-infinity.com.
And I might say that it's an incredible opportunity to be able to ask your questions. Not only do you get often the wisest answer and also explanations of things in your past track that you would never be privy to, but when they look at you to answer your question, I asked them at one point, is there any other benefit towards the except for the answer to the question? And they said, when they look at you, they create an energy track into your field, which if you can ride that energy track in reverse, it stays there and you can make a deeper connection with these sources. So take advantage. Sometimes people are proud and they don't want to reveal their dysfunctions. And sometimes you can do it anonymously, as long as I know, and I can tell Terry in advance who the person is and what city they're in, and still get an answer that's good. Okay?
Hello, Susan. Welcome.
Oh, thank you.
And a few more joined in. Welcome, if you want to. Please say name and location. However, we welcome you all, also those on BBS. We can't hear you, but thank you for being here, and welcome.
Okay. Let me get our questions in order.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Hang on 1 minute before you start the recording.
All right, I want to announce that we do also tonight, as every night, a whole planet healing call. It's on the conference call phone line only, not on BBS. If you want to call in, the phone number is 1-712-770-4340, and the access code is 250-513-pound. The whole number, 712-770-4340, access 250-513-pound. It's a great way to make this world a better place. As Vin is lining up the questions for tonight's show, thank you all for being here. And Terry, thank you very much for being here. You're the big engine here. So are you in?
Two big engines.
Two big engines. Twin engine.
Okay, I'm here. I'm very close to starting. 6:08.
And it is September 20th.
Thank you, September 20th.
Plays this, even call or hang up.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Isn't that from Star Wars?
Yes, it is.
We got one more thing to get here.
All right.
Okay, Terry, you ready?
Yes.
No. I'm supposed to say no.
I see.
Okay.
No.
All right.
This conference is being recorded.
This is September 20th, 2017. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And the name of our call tonight is You've Got Questions, We've Got Answers. And so this is the evening that we pose your questions and even a question from me, perhaps, to our sources. And Terry brings in the answers live. So we start out by doing an invocation of protection. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light to be dispersed for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. We invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now and do we have our sources present? And if Terry is speaking, we don't hear her.
We greet you at the light of the one infinite creator. We come directly to each and every one of you who is on the line and may listen to a call later, a replay. And we take a moment and we expand our sphere to include all of those people who have been impacted by the Mexican earthquake and are impacted by the storm Maria. We see, as we speak, we have vision of the oceans impacting the land, and we then move to the people and who are not at that shore and are huddled in their houses, and we see the rain and we bring love to the area and moderation. We refocus on the people on the call tonight, and we thank you for being here, and we are happy that you have each come to listen. If we ever see anything that does not make sense to you or does not resonate with you, then disregard it. It is not meant for you at that time. Someone may ask the same question that you have, but the answer may be totally different from person to person. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. First question is from Edna. Last week, I woke up in the middle of the night and I saw a light reflecting in my bedroom door for the size of my hand in square format. The light was reflecting pinkish color in a completely dark bedroom. It was beautiful and I was half asleep, but I kept opening my eyes and watching it. I believe some white orbs were going in and out of it, but I'm not sure. At that moment, my fiancé stood up to grab some water, and at that moment, the light disappeared. It was so beautiful, and I was able to observe it for a long time, although I was half awake. Would the sources tell me if this was the Elohim, and what was the purpose? Thank you.
Thank you. Give us a moment. We see that you were able to see this light based upon the fact of your half-sleep, half-awake status. It made it more clear. It was a combination of some lower level angelic entities and some extending up into the higher level Elohim as they do visit you. And we see that there were some angelic beings that were visiting also in the same instance, and therefore the white warts. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Rich Buckley. When in Livermore, when Ra was in third density on Venus, did Ra have water oceans on Venus at that time? Is there still water enough on
did
Venus?
Did Ra have water on Venus? Did Ra? Are you asking what? If there are if there was water on Venus at the time?
At the time that Ra had physical bodies. And is there still water enough on Venus to support organic life under controlled conditions?
Just a moment. There was water on Venus at the time. And water was a necessary component of the physical bodies on Venus. And healthy bodies are more ethereal that are able to visit Venus. We do see there is water on Venus at this time. However, there are conditions on Venus that do not allow for the physical body of Earth, of Earth being, to be there. It is the material body that can be there and visit and live. It is much different than a physical body on Earth at this time. There is some water there, but the conditions are totally different than in the Earth time.
And the other question he had, when Ra was physically embodied, were they carbon-based bodies?
This moment. When Ra was embodied, where? On Venus?
On Venus.
Ra is a grouping of beings that have come from Venus. So perhaps you are asking about the beings that were on Venus before the harvest of Venus.
Yes.
To result in Ra.
That's what he's asking.
This morning, we are looking. We see it is a different energy engine running the body on the beings on Venus, a different engine. Just a moment. it was a different configuration, molecular configuration of the bodies on Venus. It is not the same as the carbon structure of the beings on Earth. It is more material.
It was not silicone-based, was it?
We're looking at... It was not exactly silicone-based either. It was a molecular combination that combusted energy from food. But it was a different energy mechanism. We're looking at the different languages that were spoken then as the information is written in the language of Venus at this time. It was a different molecular chemical makeup. We did not see it being silicone or carbon. Although it may have had some molecular components of silicon and carbon, it did not have... It was not carbon or not silicon, but there was another chemically-based combustion within the body, burning energy.
Were those bodies in a 3D timeline similar to the 3D timeline we're in?
Similar, but not exactly the same. The temperature range is different, particularly now, but back then there was a different temperature range back then too, but the combustion engine in the bodies on Venus were particularly suited to survive in Venus's atmosphere at that time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Next question. This is from Julius and Bray in Fairfield, Vacaville, California. On Monday, September 18th, my daughter, Azaha, and he puts in parenthesis, Bray, so Bray may mean another name for his daughter, had complications going into labor and not only lost her son-to-be, Jonah, but was as well in a fight for her own life. I called on Grace and the sources for help, and would like to send my deepest gratitude for their being there. I believe
yes.
I've helped them. My
yes.
question is, if possible, can the sources send our love and light to Jonah? And is he aware of all the love that his mom and loving family to be are still sending him? And also, if he has any awareness of the event or words he'd like to share. Thank you so much.
Thank you. He is still, he has not come in to the realm totally. And so he is still halfway between realms. And he does not realize he is so hopeful even of coming in again. He was losing too much blood, and he had to back off. And every amount of love that you send or family sends to him helps her as the being is not right now a male or a female in the material form, in the light body form, that he is in. We say he just to give it a pronoun. He is not aware of what has happened. It's like he was very hopeful of coming in and felt great love for his mother and for everyone that sent him love. He gets it and bounces it right back. And he does not look at it as a loss, as he never got fully grounded. He is still hopeful that he may sometime, if he waits into the future, can come in. And he is thankful for the love that he is given, although he's not sure where it's coming from.
Thank you. Next question is from Raven, and actually a couple of people have asked this question. People are talking about some kind of event happening on September 23rd, which is in 3 days.
Yes.
And some people were connecting this event to Planet X. Now, in the past, you've told us Planet X was not going to be a problem. But in any case, is there something happening on September 23rd to be aware of?
Some of the people are blaming the hurricanes and the earthquakes on the on Planet X. We see that there are different reasons for these events that are coming in, that the energies of the land in colliding with each other or in conjunction with each other, the energies are passed on. There are some man-made things that are perpetuating earthquakes when there is fracking, which is the drilling deep into the earth's crust and to inject water into that area of the crust, makes a break in the strength of the crust. So energy at those points can release in an earthquake. That is one reason for some of the earthquakes that have been happening. We're taking a look at other factors. The nuclear bombs that are being released by North Korea have an effect upon the earthquake energies and on the joy in the planet as it is fracturing, changing the underlying energies of the Earth's plane, and this is helping the energies of the Earth plane, and to some degree, people are feeling these negative energies as well as the negative energies of the verbal discourses going back and forth. Give us a moment. There are many people that believe September 23rd will be a calamity. When we look at the pre-track, which is what may happen coming up in the future, what the things that may happen in the future tend to be foreshadowed in the energies before the date comes up, and some people begin to see visions. There is the vision of the revelations in the Bible. The visions that are put there are fixed upon by some people. However, there tends to be a repeating of cycles because the energy that begins to open and then be expressed. However, this, even the dates have some memory within the date of the past events that have happened, and then to bring through into the current date's memories. Those memories come in as energies that are revisited. However, one makes their own tomorrow. They make it today by being in the now. As far as there are energies in play, but we do not necessarily see that they are coming up for the 23rd. Energies in play are things like earthquakes in that are set aside, that are not coming through immediately, but are fomenting for a future date. There are some pretty strong energies that are collecting off the coast of the west coast of the United States. But it is a buildup of pressure and energy, of the energies moving from across the Pacific, impacting the west coast, out to sea on the west coast. There are things like the Strait of Juan de Fuca that has some serious pressures building up in that area. We do not see it strictly tied to September 23rd, and we do not see that this is from planet X.
Thank you. This question is, this is a long one. Prudence had a mystical experience, and she wanted to describe the experience and get some data from yourself to explain the significance of this experience she had.
You're speaking of Putin?
Prudence, right.
Oh, Prudence. Okay.
Prudence, yes, okay.
Yes.
Okay. I had a bad physical day of pain today. I was going to submit a question for tonight. I lay down to meditate to collect my thoughts. I kept saying over and over, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I am healed. I am healed in 12th dimension, as Kimberly says. I said, I submit. No more pain, no more pain. Suddenly, I was standing in the kitchen. I had my old dog barking like she was hungry. I thought, oh my, how long has it been since she's been without food? I got up to get her bowl. She's been on the other side for over 20 years. I went into the kitchen and every cabinet to find food. Nothing. Why were cupboards bare with no food? She got very agitated. I kept calling her, but she wouldn't come. Next thing, I'm standing in the kitchen looking at the ceiling fan above my bed. How can this be? Ceiling fan is in the wrong place. My eyes started fluttering. I could not hold them open, try as I may. I forced them half open, but they would shut. I thought I should call Joe, as I might be having a stroke or something crazy going on. And then the dog got quiet, and I heard the words, breathe, breathe, breathe. So I did. And then I started up a tunnel. I breathed deeper and deeper. Up, up, up I went like an elevator. Then I realized what was going on. It happened once before, 20 years ago, sort of like this, but briefly. I've been hungering for it ever since. I started breathing as deep as I could. I said, yes, yes, no fear, yes. And I was, that was 20 years ago. And I was going up and up. There was a wall. I said, yes, the wall started to vibrate. I saw a rainbow to my left and realized, which I have heard before in my head, rainbows are always there. We don't see them unless things are just right with water molecules and sun, but always here, God's gift to mankind. I said, yes, it's true. There's always here. It's a hologram. Take me through. Suddenly, a wall started flashing sacred geometry symbols very quickly, but I saw them all, and the wall or door started to open. I had to walk through, and I did. What a feeling, and everything changed. I was taken up to some place and say, Earth, so pretty the planet, people there too, but I couldn't tell or quite remember much. They were guiding me. They took me back down. I was excited. I heard breath real loud, and I did so again. I was in an elevator taken to places on the planet. One I recall was like the North Pole, very icy. Then another elevator ride, little people there pulling towards another door. I used the handle. They laughed and said, just walk through. I did. I was in an elevator again taken for a strange place. Many bodies like on ice, white, drained of blood. I said, nope, not for me. But I got a good look. It all seemed like I was looking at humanity in its present state, sleeping. Then another elevator ride to the North Pole or Antarctica. And I showed them what is happening to Mother Earth. They showed me, they said, tell wind. I was shown birds that were not flying right. due to vibrations in the air, and their beaks were broken, and they were sad. I said, oh, what do we do? Then in the space I saw a magnificent light craft with wonderful colors not here on Earth. Blues, purples, white, indescribable, they had swirls in them, sacred geometry, craft flying above Earth, helping us. There was more, but it is fading. I said, please sight through my hands for me. Let me tell Wynn that that's why I texted him. I have no recorder. More walls, elevators, but not a lucid dream. I still feel them all around me. They are helping me type this. Next thing, I was vibrating in energy everywhere, and I was back in bed looking at ceiling fan. My question for tonight, what happened? Where did I go?
Thank you. We start and we look at the part of the dream where your dog was hungry and there was no food. And your dog has not been around in the physical, and so there is no food for him. It is the effort, that part of it, to reconcile the past and the present. The dog's won, the dog's lost, and to reconcile it with the idea that the dog is not present in the apartment or your house at this current time. Sometimes reality is hard to stay in the now with, and these dreams can bring us into the now by transitioning back and forth between the time when the dog was there and the time when the dog was gone, the time when the dog wanted to eat, and the current time without the dog. In moving from different realms to other realms, you are experiencing some of the changes that are available, some changes that have been in the past, and to loosen you up in your light body mind to see possible changes and to get used to possible potential changes.
Is that your answer? There is symbolism
in the elevator taking you to the higher realm, and then another elevator taking you to another realm. It is making you more aware of life on the other side, although it should not be taken literally, It is a freeing up of space and time that you can become more facile at life outside or beyond the physical 3D reality. That is our answer.
Thank you. Next question. This is something that we have answered previously. And I'll tell you the answer that was given previously. These are not the kind of questions I would address if we had a big audience. Because there's things about Jesus that hold in place through the myth that grew around him about what exactly happened. And some of that myth was fabricated by beings that wanted to use Christianity and Christ as a symbol for the negative, as a control vehicle through religion. And so there were things about Jesus that were perpetuated, as I see it. And so
use it as a control vehicle through the what?
A control vehicle using aspects of some of the things that religion asks people to do, to give up their power, to follow Jesus blindly, to create fear that if you're not going to church or giving money, you're going to go to hell. Those are control vehicles. And the truth of the matter is Jesus did hold the energy of the higher realms and an aspect of divine life, divine light, which his disciples wrote about. And we have been lucky enough in our group to have experienced what I believe the evidence indicates was one of his disciples. And of course, that's Terry Friedman. But so the question from Dharmananda is, somebody was on Coast last night who claims to remember being with Jesus 2,000 years ago and said that Jesus was not crucified. Is this true?
But Jesus was not what?
Crucified.
Yes.
And in a previous discussion with our sources, they said, as I recall, that he was given some kind of drug that he would look dead, and then he was revived. And when he was revived, eventually he ended up in France and was married to Mary Magdalene and had children. And there's a couple of people that wrote books about that. But in any case, I'll turn it over to our sources and let's see what they say.
Thank you. A great many Christians believe that, fervently believe that he was crucified and he came back in his body and he spoke again to some of the disciples, that he reappeared in the tombstone the tomb, which was sealed by a stone, was rolled away. And he did survive the incident. We do not wish to discourage anyone's belief in the Christian religion. We do see that there was an incident where Jesus was crucified, however, that he was brought back and did not die, and that he was able to continue his life at that time. So was he not crucified? He did not die, we see, from being put on the cross. But however, we do see we're looking at the incident now. We hear the people yelling for his death. We see the others that were crucified on either side. We see that he was put up on the cross, and then we see him being taken down. So in a sense, he was crucified. However, he did not die on the cross and was taken down and given water. And was given healing. There is much to what the woman said on the Coast to Coast broadcast. Perhaps it is a technical point. He did not die on the cross. However, he was put up on the cross as we see it.
Okay, thank you. All right, it's 6:56. And Heise, did you want to say something?
No, it was good. Thank you.
Okay. There were two people whose question I didn't ask tonight. Valerie, submit your question earlier next week, and I'll get to it, okay? You had a long build-up, and we had a bunch of long questions tonight for people explaining experiences. So, and it was Valerie and the other person is Ann Vidar, I believe, in Lake Balboa. Okay? So ask it again next week. Let's send it in, you know, early, at least before the call. Okay? Ann, you did. So I'm sorry we didn't get to it. And we will go to hope.
All callers are unmuted.
Well, I'll see you in a minute.
Okay, thank you, Wynn.
Thanks, Wynn. Thanks,
Your
Terry.
Conference recording has
Thank
stopped.
You.
Thanks, Wynn and Terry.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Good evening.
This conference is being recorded. Your conference recording has stopped. Goodbye.